Tha is an alveolar sound that is often confused with the ta sound. The sound ta comes from the letter ta. The technique required for the ta sound involves two main movements. First is raising the back of the tongue without touching or making any contact with the roof of your mouth. Second, the tip of the tongue is pressing against the area just behind the upper front teeth, or as we call it, the alveolar ridge. And yes, the tongue has to be pressing. This pressure keeps the gush of air momentarily behind the tip of the tongue before releasing the air and producing the sound. And this whole process is what makes this sound a plosive sound. So combining these two movements should give you the ta sound, and it should sound like this. Ta, ta, ta. Notice how the tip of the tongue is pressing against the alveolar ridge and how you are releasing the air after keeping it for a short time, for a very short while, and then releasing it to produce the sound. The most important thing that you have to pay attention to is raising the back of the tongue. Now, why do many people mispronounce ta as ta sound? Well, for starters, both techniques are very similar, especially in the second movement, in which the tip of the tongue presses against the alveolar ridge. But the major difference is that the ta sound, in the ta sound, the back of the tongue is kind of arched, is a little bit raised, but not touching the roof of the mouth as we indicated in the beginning of the video. The back of the tongue, and when it comes to the ta sound, is not doing any action. It's basically relaxed and it's not doing any action whatsoever. So what do I do if I still mispronounce ta as ta? There is something you can do that makes it a little bit easier. You see, you should know that the exaggerated version of the ta sound can be a much better and easier starting point than actually trying from the ground up, like trying to execute it perfectly the first time. You're gonna try to do it a little bit exaggerated in the beginning, and then you're gonna build on that. So we're gonna take this as a starting point. So what should I do to give the exaggerated version of the ta? Well, you're gonna start as if you will pronounce the ta sound, which means that you're gonna keep the tip of the tongue where you usually put it if you're gonna say ta sound. So you're gonna put it right behind the upper front teeth with the alveolar ridge. Now keep this position. Now try to send all the rest of your tongue upwards, taking it completely to the roof of your mouth. While doing so, try to force some air from behind your tongue. Now, of course, it's going to be difficult because there isn't any space where you can force air through, but that is exactly the point. Once you try to lower your tongue a little bit so that air can pass through and outside of your mouth, this is the position you want to keep if you want to pronounce the ta properly. So you're going to start as the tip of the tongue. At the alveolar ridge, the wrist is flush, is completely upwards, pressing against the roof of your mouth. So try at this stage to force some air outside. It should sound like this. Tha, tha, tha. Now, of course, this isn't the perfect result, but this is going to be the starting point on which you're going to build so that you get to the perfect pronunciation. And bit by bit, you're going to lower your tongue bit by bit until the proper amount of air will be forced from above your tongue, and then releasing it will be the production of the ta sound. Now, as I always say, if you can't hear it, you can produce it. You're gonna try to hear the difference and then pronounce them once you can hear it. Try to replicate the sound after you hear them from me. Taraf, 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 taraf. Fitra, 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 fitra. Batta, batta. Bette, bette. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like, share the video for other people to learn from it, and of course, subscribe to my channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Salam.